glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you. Welcome to this Thursday edition, snowy, icy edition of Mark and Friends. I'm Tim Nelson, coming to you from Springfield and the Great News Media WLUJ studios on Mason Street. Today, let's start off talking about a place far from here, heaven. Heaven is a place so beautiful that when the Apostle John caught a glimpse of it, the only thing to which he could liken it was a young woman on the crowning day of her life, her wedding day. He said that the holy city was like, quote, a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. Artists have tried to paint pictures of heaven, but even the most impressive image falls far short of the reality. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, John could only hint at the splendor we shall see someday. He said in Revelation 21:11, it shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as a crystal. Yet the Bible's emphasis is not on heaven's beauty, but on heaven's joy. The Bible teaches that heaven will be a home that is happy because there will be nothing in it to hinder happiness. Again, in the book of Revelation, the Bible says, and there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. What currently hinders your happiness today? What stands in the way of peace and contentment? You can be certain that whatever is standing in your way will not be present in heaven.
It's not my life to live. It's not my song to sing. All I have is here for all eternity. It's not my righteousness. It's not my faithfulness. And all I have is His for all eternity. And we will cry.
Upon graduating from college, George Whitefield was ordained in the Church of England and began preaching around London. His sermons reflected his childhood love of acting and were wholly unlike the preaching most Anglicans accepted. Whitefield dramatized biblical scenes, moved energetically, cried, and even shouted from the pulpit. Churches that previously hosted Whitefield began closing their doors to his dramatic sermons. So without a building to preach in, Whitefield moved outdoors and crowds showed up. Within a week, 10,000 people had come to hear him. Within a few months, crowds as large as 50,000 heard him give the gospel message. Whitefield didn't let closed doors stop him from preaching the gospel, and neither should we. The excuses that may often keep us from sharing the gospel are simply that, excuses. Ask God for courage and tell someone what the Lord has done in your life. The Bible says, "I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God." Luke chapter 12, verse 8.
Above the heavens. that it's gonna do you just a lot. The name of the Lord be praised both for now and evermore. Praise Him, oh, your servant, praise the name of the Lord. Come on, everybody, stand up and sing one more. Hallelujah, sing your praise to the Lord. I could never tell you just how much good that it's gonna do you just to see.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You're listening to Mark and Friends for this Thursday, the 3rd of February. And today, being that the weather is like it is, how appropriate that we get a good word from Pastor Mike Fabares from his message, White as Snow. When it comes to talking about our walk with God this week, Mike says,
you've sullied your feet. They need to be washed. Right now, you can confess your sins. Be very specific. Be very sincere. Be very shameful about those sins. And now you can embrace forgiveness because you know the payment was made. I believe it. And I believe your promise. There's been a payment and there's a promise. And the promise is, I'll forgive you. You confess it, I'll forgive you. But don't I have to work it off? Isn't there some kind of penance to do, some purgatory to experience? No, the answer is no. That is a perversion of the gospel. It's heresy and it's wrong. Sounds godly because it panders to your flesh that wants to earn it. I want to earn my way into God's family. I want to earn His forgiveness. Can't. Actually, that's an insult to the Spirit of grace. Well, it seems impossible for me, a guilty person, to have any joy and gladness. Well, here's the good news. Look at the first word in verse 10. Create. Create. Something that's not there, make it be there. Something that I don't have, give it to me. Something that I can't do on my own, would you create it for me? Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me.
That's Pastor Mike Fabares from Focal Point Ministries. And here's that same message put to music. Create in me a clean heart, O God.
Purify my heart. Let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart. Let me be as gold, pure gold, refine as fire. My heart's one desire is to be is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your
We want to say hello to Rick from Springfield. Thank you for the note and the donation. He shares a word of encouragement with us to say our Father God is with us every moment of every day. God bless you. The station is such a blessing in my life. Hello to Gay from Mason City. All the programs are great and they make my day. I listen to as many as possible. And hello to Valerie. Praises and thanksgiving, she says, for the Bible teaching of Pastor Chuck Swindoll and Tony Evans, and the wonderful Sunday morning praise and worship music. This station has kept me God-focused for 30-plus years. Thanks, Valerie. It's great to hear from you. We would love to hear from you as well. You can go online to greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org. There's more contact information there. The phone numbers at Great News Radio is 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Then the number at WLUJ is 217-528-2300, 217-528-2300. I'll leave you with one more song today, but before I do, I want to invite you back to join Mark as he'll be in the studio tomorrow to talk with Pastor Jason Schiffo to give some good encouragement as they go through God's Word together on Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. and p.m. Illinois time tomorrow from Great News Media.
Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Please.
guide me gently, safely, to thy shore. Dear Lord, to thy shore,
to thy shore,
to thy shore.